Let's turn next to that continuing controversy over how Sinn Féin handled a number of issues, including a complaint that former Senator Niall O'Donnell sent inappropriate messages and an unspecified complaint against the Laois TD Brian Stanley. Mr Stanley resigned from the party on Saturday night. Sinn Féin says that in both cases it acted properly. However, both government and other opposition parties have accused the leadership of a lack of regard for victims and a culture of secrecy and cover-up. First Minister Michelle O'Neill has been defending her party's position.
I think that we can confidently stand over the approach that we took to that. And as I said, from day one, we've set out to try to be as transparent as we can in terms of setting out all of the facts. I've done that in the Assembly Chamber last week. Mary Lou's done it again yesterday in the Dáil, and that remains our approach. We've always wanted to be as frank as we possibly can with everybody and answer all the questions that people have put to us.
Stormont First Minister Michelle O'Neill, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us. Paul, let's start with the Niall O'Donnell case. Mary Lou MacDonald set out Sinn Féin's position yesterday. Other party figures have reiterated her points this morning. How have other parties been responding today?
Well, interesting, leaders' questions in the Dáil at 12 o'clock didn't reference the Sinn Féin travails. However, the Labour leader, Ivana Bacsik, said earlier that Sinn Féin has a problem with how it deals with complaints, and she enumerated three problems. One, a lack of regard for the rights of victims. Two, a culture of secrecy and absence of transparency. And three, an absence of robustness. Deputy Bacsik said the Sinn Féin leader was on the one hand defending the party's processes, but at the same time saying they'd be reviewed. I think from Sinn Féin's point of view, they feel that basically they've drawn a line under this particular one regarding the former senator. They say processes were followed, the PS9 social services were informed, and then it was the judgment of Mary Lou MacDonald that on the senator's departure, they didn't mention inappropriate messages on the basis of concerns due to his mental health. She made that call. Other parties like Fine Gael suggest it was a particularly bad call and the Oireachtas was kept in the dark in order to protect Sinn Féin rather than anyone else. But I think ultimately voters are going to have to decide on that one. I don't see too much new information coming into the public domain.
Can we move on then, Paul, to Brian Stanley? Mary Lou MacDonald said that in his case, the complainant was traumatised, and in response, Mr Stanley accused her of abusing Dáil privilege. Is there now pressure on him to make a statement to the Dáil himself?
Fine Gael certainly believes that there is an onus on him to do just that. Government sources said earlier on this morning that that should happen. Then the former Minister for Justice, Fine Gael's Charlie Flanagan, said it needed to happen on X. Labour, though, interestingly, is not backing that call. Ivana Bacsik said she had concerns regarding the privacy of the complainant in the first instance. And she also said the second factor was that there was an absence of information about what the complaint involves, and therefore it's not possible to determine whether the floor of the Dáil is the right and proper place for this to be considered. In all of this, no one can compel Deputy Brian Stanley to say anything. And in his second statement on this controversy, which he issued late last night, he refuted the complaint made against him and said the matters had been raised with the Gardaí. So that, to me, doesn't sound like someone who intends to walk into the Dáil and make another statement. Just on a related issue, there's still unclarity over whether the chair of the Public Accounts Committee and what's going to happen there. That is Brian Stanley. The Oireachtas website lists him this lunchtime as the PAC chair, but as an independent TD. Now, under the Dáil system, it's up to Sinn Féin to select its chair. Patrick McLaughlin, Sinn Féin's chief whip, told us that Mary Lou MacDonald will decide on the party's approach this afternoon. Few people expect Deputy Stanley to attend the PAC meeting tomorrow, so it's expected that the vice chair, Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats, will be in that chair. A related meeting, the selected committee, which decides on chairs and things like that, that's also due to meet tomorrow. So that little row, still complicated, and we should find out more tomorrow about where that stands.
So where does all of this then, Paul, where does it go from here? Because while Brian Stanley has issued, I think, three statements at this stage, we haven't really heard from him, despite the fact that no doubt every journalist in the country has asked to speak to him.
Well, that's it. I think that if it is the case that Brian Stanley chooses not to make a Dáil statement, the other opportunity is to make an interview. And in both cases, he signalled that isn't his intention. I think you have to put some weight on this issue in which he said that matters were before the Gardaí. That seemed to indicate, although I haven't spoken to him directly, that seemed to indicate that that's where he felt this issue was heading. It was up to the Gardaí to make a determination in relation to matters that he'd raised.
Paul, many thanks for that. That was our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.